The one thing we're not short of in this day and age is information. And as we're being bombarded left and right and centre, the big decision for each one of us is whom or what do I choose to believe? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As you stand back and look at all the stuff going on in our world today, you have to ask yourself, why have conspiracy theories become such a big thing? Sure, they've been around since time immemorial. But these days, millions of people are being duped by ideas that are so outrageously wrong. Ideas that fly in the face of the most basic facts, which are plainly visible to all. Facts that even a child can discern. That it blows your mind. It comes down to who and what we choose to believe. When the wise old Apostle Paul writes to his young ministry protege Timothy about the need to suffer for Christ, he says this, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you to understand it all. In other words, use the brain that God's given you to discern the truth. Before God, with the help of His Spirit, weigh the evidence and come to your own conclusions. And that's a responsibility on each one of us. With the aid of social media, bad actors and malevolent movements are misleading millions with fabricated untruths. By all means, let's have a healthy skepticism of political agendas and commercially driven spin. But any believer in Christ has an even greater responsibility to ascertain the facts, to think them through under God, and to be driven by the truth, not by dogma. When dogma, which is always agenda-driven, overrides truth, then we're in a very dangerous place. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand it all. That's God's word fresh for you today. We do indeed, as the old Chinese curse goes, live in interesting times. Maybe you're doing it tough. Maybe you have a prayer need. Well, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.